Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the Ron John Surf Shop. Hey, we had a great time at the Thunder on the Beach boat race. They moved the turnaround. I thought it was going to be up by the pier. It was actually there by Shepherd Park, which is where we set up. So it was like the perfect location to watch the boats where they hit that turn and spun around and head back the other direction. So that was kind of cool. For the surf, okay, Monday for today, we have thigh-high wind swell. A couple lucky waist leftovers in the water, but everything's around 6 seconds, so it's not too great. Onshore winds are gentle, but they are adding some chop, and they're going to build the low teens as the day goes on. Tuesday, we get a little northeast background bump adding into this wind swell as this next kind of north swell is starting to fill in. Expect around waist-high sets, a couple lucky bigger ones if you're lucky. Winds are going to be light, but still trending kind of onshore throughout the day, so that's going to add a little bit of texture. Now, we have this big wind swell that's going to be coming from the north, and it's going to be filling in North Florida and actually kind of staying away from south of the Cape for the first part of the week and probably all the way into like Friday or so. That means we're going to get a little bit of that wave action down south of the Cape without the strong winds. Now, it looks like those stronger winds are going to be kind of pushing their way down through the weekend a little bit. So South Florida might actually get some of the swell and kind of be outside of that wind window. So kind of be ready if you're in Palm Beach County or south of there. So I'll be back on Wednesday kind of giving an update on what this is going to do. And until then, be sure to check out the cams. That's always the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.